Going on, Steven, I'm an addict. A little nervous. I just want to thank this convention for, you know, asking me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope. And I just want to say that I'm grateful to be here with the year I've had. And I'll get to that later. You know, the lie is dead. That was a, you know, when I was asked to share on this topic, you know, a lot of things went through my head, like, what could I share about, you know, and, you know, I talked to a couple people, but, and then I just started thinking about, you know, my life and my recovery and my addiction. Start off, like, you know, when I was younger, it started off, you know what I mean, with my family, actually my father, you know what I mean, and just the things that he would say and, you know what I mean, promise me, you know what I mean, the lies, and they just would never come through, you know, and so I was kind of early off in my life, you know what I mean, like getting used to lies, you know what I mean, and like I remember like going to my friends and saying, yeah, my dad's going to get me this, and then one day my friend pulled me up and said, man, I'll believe it when I see it, and you know what I mean, and it was from that day forth that I didn't believe him anymore, you know what I'm saying, so lies, and you know what I mean, like, but a lot of, you know, from that stemmed from my dad, you know what I'm saying, and getting in my head about everything, you know what I'm saying? And then finally, when I was introduced to drugs, then the disease popped in. And that was the biggest lie that I ever, you know, was told, you know what I mean? And not by a physical being, but, you know what I mean? It was all in my head, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I started using, you know, of course you're using not necessarily drugs, but just something to get me out of myself. And, and that was the lie that my disease was saying, man, just get one more, you know what I mean? Or just go buy one more or go use one more. And again, it wasn't always necessarily drugs, man. It could have been women. It could have been money. It could have been shopping or, you know what I mean? And it eventually led to drugs, you know what I mean? And I had arrived, man. I believed that lie, you know what I'm saying? And I ran with that lie forever because, you know what I'm saying, I could look in the mirror and be like 140 pounds and my disease is saying, you look okay. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, but I'm going to tell you what, that was one of the biggest lies I was ever told, you know what I mean? And, but the sickest thing was I believed it. You know what I mean? Like, I believed it no matter what, dude. You know what I'm saying? And just get one more. You know, sorry, I might get a little emotional, but but I remember, you know what I'm saying, like, to fast forward a little bit, I remember when I got clean, my disease was still evident in my life, saying that you will never recover, you know. I mean, I wasn't out there for 20 years, but I mean, this is my story. So the way I used, I never amounted to anything. You know what I'm saying? I was always doing something, but it wasn't worth anything. And I mean, when I got into recovery, this was the first thing that I actually was passionate about and that I wanted to succeed at, you know, because I wasn't succeeding as a son. I wasn't succeeding as a human being, an employee, a brother, an uncle, and myself, you know. And I remember when I first got in recovery, they said, put the bat down, man, stop beating yourself up, you know what I mean? And I didn't really know what that meant until I finally put it down, you know what I'm saying, and started taking care of myself and started recovering, man, because my disease was still evident in my life, like, you know, I mean, after I started getting a little bit of recovery in my life, you know what I mean? The lies change. Because I'm going to tell you what, once you start beating one lie, your disease is going to tell you another to try to keep it going, you know? And I mean, so what I was doing was, of course, you know, that whole thing, trading one addiction for another, man. And for me, I got the opportunity to go overseas, man, and I was trading one addiction for another, dude. I lived for that stuff, man. A constant state of chaos. You know what I mean? I lived so long in chaos using, and now I'm clean and I'm searching for something to get me out of myself So I was going overseas and searching, you know what I mean, and to get back into the chaos I was so used to, you know what I mean? Because I remember the first time I went over there and somebody was like, are you scared? And I said, no. And that was not, I guess, the right reaction that they were looking for, you know what I mean? Like, and, but for me, it just came out. It was, you know what I mean? I wasn't scared. But I remember, you know, one day, like, having this spiritual awakening, as they say, like, man, what am I doing? I'm running from things that I have no business running from. Lies, you know what I'm saying? Like, trust me, my whole life was full of lies, you know, and I remember, you know, when my mom, about a year ago, you know, my mom got sick, and, you know, she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and, my first reaction was like, you know, why? You know, and I wanted to say to my sister when she came in the room, you're lying. You know, because that's all in my whole life that I've heard. People lie, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to get me to believe one thing and it's nowhere near the truth. You know what I'm saying? And then finally, when I realized for myself that it wasn't a lie, my first reaction was, you know what I mean? What do I do? You know what I mean? Do I lie to other people and say that I'm okay? Because that's my disease. You know, again, telling, you know, trying to make me feel that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And not to feel. You know what I mean? But that's not why I got clean, man. I got clean to feel. You know what I'm saying? I numb myself for fucking over 10 years because I didn't want to feel anymore, man. And yeah, we always don't have happy feelings in here, but you know what I mean? I'm grateful that I can have feelings today, you know? She lasted 8 months. She passed away in June. I'm going to tell you what, my disease was right there, man. This is okay for you to use now. Your mom just passed away of cancer. But I had been around here long enough to get some recovery to say, you know what, you're lying. You know, what kind of hope am I going to give somebody else that goes through this that I just went out and used because something hard happened? It's life, you know what I'm saying? These are the lies that are dead now. That it's okay not to use when something happens in your life that's traumatic. You know what I'm saying? Like, 6 months later, my grandfather passed away of congestive heart failure. In November, you know what I'm saying? And my disease is talking to me again, man. Like, look, you know, you're going through two of them. It's okay to use. It's okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you use just one, you know, but it ain't just one. It might be just one that nobody knows about, and then all of a sudden everybody knows but me. You know? Again, looking in the mirror, you know, disease saying, you look okay. But again, man, you know what I mean? These are just lies that your disease tells you, man, that saying no matter what, that you're not going to amount to anything, man. You're not going to get through this clean, or you're not going to be a brother. You're not going to be, you know, a soon-to-be husband. You know what I mean? You're not going to be an uncle. And then, you know, like 3 weeks ago, my dad passed away. You know what I'm saying? So if there was any perfect time to use, it would be right now. But there's no, for me, there's no perfect time to use anymore. You know? The perfect time to use was when I stopped. You know what I mean? The lies and the deception that went on during my using was very inevitable. You know what I'm saying? The dope man saying, man, this is the greatest shit ever. You know, just trying to be honest, man, like, you know, and I was tired of living in a state of a lie, like, for myself, man, being deceitful to my mom, you know what I'm saying, like, my family, my friends, my employers, you know what I'm saying, and I couldn't keep up with one lie after another, man, and to wake up today and to be honest to everyone around me. You know what I'm saying? Because when I first came around, dude, they weren't nice. You know, they didn't lie. You know what I'm saying? If I was fucking up, they told me. You know what I mean? I'm not here to save your feelings, man. I'm here to save your life. And from what they taught me, not lying, you know what I mean? And I heard earlier today, you know what I'm saying? I grew up here, man. And to be able to wake up and to go about my day with being honest, you know what I'm saying, and not lying to people, it makes me sleep better at night. I love sleep. I mean, you know, I just like the life that recovery has given me today. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I work a perfect program because I don't, but I try to work it to the best of my ability without lying day to day, you know. And there's some days where I just want to say F it and go to my, you know, go sit in my room because, you know what I mean? Like, I got good excuses today to go in my room and sleep. You know what I mean? But none of them for me are viable. You know, how am I going to show the newcomer that if you go through this, man, go in your room, go to sleep, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not okay. You know, if you're new here, man, give yourself a break. Recover, man. It's free. You know, but the only freedom that we offer is from active addiction. You know, I remember when I first came around, dude, like, again, my disease is lying to me, man. You only have to go to meetings. You don't have to do nothing else. Just be abstinent. I was like, okay, well, you know, but I started seeing what other people had. So I started asking, like, how did y'all do that? Well, you got to work for it. And I was like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, the person I was, man, I tried to lie, my, you know, manipulate, you know what I mean, out of everything. Try to get my stuff without working for it, you know, for free. You know what I'm saying? And when I came into recovery, man, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of like that, dude. I was trying to manipulate my way to get this and get that, you know, and like the steps, you know what I'm saying? Like, not work them, but read them. I mean, I'm just trying to be honest, man, you know? And but it wasn't until I put my disease down and stopped believing those lies and started putting some work into my recovery is I got some benefits, man, you know? I got a job today. I got a fiance that loves me. I don't have to lie to her on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Because of all the other relationships, man, I lied, you know what I mean? Couldn't have my phone on the floor or a table. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. But I don't have to lie to her today, man. I don't have to lie to my family today and say where I'm at, man. Am I okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, because right now, you know what I mean? It's really hard for me to lie because they're watching down on me, you know? It's not as easy to get away with stuff. But I don't have to live like that today either, man. I don't have to get away with anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to rob myself of my freedom and my peace that I've learned in these rooms. You know what I'm saying? Not to lie, to have some peace and acceptance, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, spiritual principles. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, honest, open-minded, and willing. You know, you got to have all three of those things to have, you know, for me, to have a good program in my life today. And, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, right now, I don't want to slap the people that I just lost in the face by going in line and using, because that would rob me of my spirituality. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say every day's easy, because it ain't. You know, I mean, I don't have to lie to myself to wake up in the morning. You know, I don't have to tell myself a lie every day that I'm going to live through another day. Because I don't know if I will, you know what I'm saying? But I know if I die today that I would be at peace with it. But, you know, I'm just, again, man, living off of a life of deceit, you know. And it's funny, when you first come in here and you start recovering, man, and it's funny, like, when you don't have to lie. It's weird. You know, that's just, for me, it was. In certain situations that I would lie, I told the truth, and it was weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to get used to that. I had to retrain myself to tell the truth today. Like, but that's the benefits of somebody telling you the truth. You know, and sometimes you don't want to hear the truth, but it's what you need to hear. You know what I'm saying? I've learned that from predecessors that taught me. And I remember, man, telling, you know, like, I remember somebody pulling me up once, dude, and I was pissed off. Because nobody had ever spoken to me like that before. And, you know, I went home and I called my sponsor and he was like, well, did they lie to you? And I was like, no. But, and he was like, well, I mean, they're telling what you need to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, because, and then it made me think of all the times that somebody would lie to me just to hear, like, let me hear what I needed to hear or what I wanted to hear. You know what I'm saying? That ain't saving my life today. You know what I mean? Back when I was using it, definitely wasn't saving my life, you know? But now, you know, people tell me what I should hear, not what I need to hear. You know, I don't need anybody to co-sign my shit, even though sometimes I want them to. I'm not going to lie, man. Sometimes I want to act out and, you know what I mean, fix a feeling with a feeling. And I'm talking to somebody and I want them to co-sign and they're not, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to manipulate them to, and they're still not doing it, you know? And then finally I hear what I need to hear, the truth, you know? I don't know, I wouldn't be here today if I was lying, you know, about my recovery, man, about who I am today. You know what I mean? Because I try to the best of my ability to act the same way in here, out there. You know, I'm not going to come in here and share some good shit and then go out there and do some cruddy shit. I mean, that's just, you know, again, man, like trying to be truthful and honest, you know. I can't live an honest program being dirty. I've done some dirty shit clean. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I mean, and I just finished my 8th step and it's on my amends list. You know? But the way that I can fix those things is living honestly. Indirect amends, you know? And being truthful and fixing those, being prompt when it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't know. I mean, life is good today. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about if I hurt this person's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Did I save this person's life? You know, or not life, I'm sorry. Did I save their face by lying to them? You know, I don't have to live like that today. You know what I mean? If you get mad at my, you know, me being honest, then call your sponsor. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to save my life. You know what I'm saying? Trying to give myself hope some days. Because with all the turmoil that I've gone through in the last, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is the point some days, you know? I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, some days I just want to say, fuck it, you know? And I'm not going to say, how can God do this to me? Because he didn't do anything to me. It's life, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get to pick and choose when people leave our lives. You know what I mean? It sucks when they do, but I'm glad that I had a program of honesty, man, that I could stick here and be honest, you know what I'm saying, and tell people how I feel, you know what I mean, throwing up all over my home group, you know what I mean, pissed off because my dad just died, and he left us, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm gonna, you know, him lying, saying he was okay. Him trying to save our feelings. I've accepted the fact that, you know what I mean, what he did, but that still doesn't make it okay. I mean, it's okay, but I don't have to agree with it. You know what I mean? Like, he did the best he had with what he had, you know, and he just tried to keep our feelings from getting hurt. And I know where the lies and deceit came from, you know. I never really got the chance to talk to him about his life. And I'm sure when I see him, I'll ask him. But until then, I got to live my life through them as they would want to live theirs. honestly, you know, employable, you know, a husband when it happens, a brother, an uncle, you know what I'm saying, another recovering addict to the friends of mine, and the newcomers, man, like, there ain't nothing out there for you anymore. And I'm just going to be honest, man. It ain't getting no better. Come in here, you get a pay raise. I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, it was an everyday job for me to get high, man. I don't have to live like that anymore. You know, I don't have to lie to get the next one. You know what I mean? And that's why it's a big deal for me that the lie is dead. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I mean, through my recovery, there's going to be new lies that my disease wants to tell me. And I'll have to talk to them about it. But, I mean, because I'm going to tell you what, the way my mind works, man, the first time they say it, man, I contemplate it, man. He's right. But that's when I got to call my sponsor and talk to him about it, man, and say, hey, is he lying or not? 9 times out of 10, he is. I'm sorry, 100% of the time, he is. You know? But all I got to say, man, is we don't have to lie to ourselves anymore. Because the first person in recovery is you. And you got to be honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to be honest with when you walk out that door. Are you being honest with yourselves? With myself, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I have to make sure that, you know, I'm living an honest program, because if I'm not, my guilt and shame will come over me, and all of a sudden I'll have to say something and be truthful. And if I keep holding it in, it's going to kill me, and it might take me back out. So, if you're new, man, stay. Please stop lying to yourselves, man. Be able to look in the mirror and say you do look okay. Because it took a long time for me to say that. You know. But I'm Steve, not a manic. Thank you for letting me share.